Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4064.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
This was a little difficult for me because there's been so many people, but I went back to the person at the very beginning. Went with my mom. Obviously, she played the role of a typical mom, but one of the things she did was after my biological dad left the picture, she was the one who raised us, both me and my sister. She's been a support for me for pretty much my whole life. I can go to her for anything. We can go stretches without talking at all, and then I can call her up all of a sudden. It's like, you know, she's there just like I was when I was 12 years old or whatever. So she's probably, of all the people, had the most significance.
What do you aspire to be?
The big thing that I want to do, I got a master's degree in city planning because I love transportation, particularly transit. So the biggest thing that I would like to do is one day be a transportation planner for MTA, which is the subway operator in New York City.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I always hate questions like this because I don't quite know where to go with that. I would say, personally, I try to be understanding, see where everybody's coming from, know, at least try to get, you know, a feel for where they sit in life. You know, I always hate people who just kind of rush into things or, you know, just assume they know it all when they don't know the context or anything like that. The other thing that I really try to do, and I think I'm fairly good at, is being a little bit patient, let life come as it comes or whatever it happens to be. I'm also very inquisitive. I'm always trying to learn more. I don't think you ever stop learning. Sometimes it drives people crazy because I have so many questions and I'm just curious about it. Those are probably the three things I thought of the most that describe myself.
What makes you smile?
Small things, really. I'm not a grandiose guy. I take pleasures in life. So, for example, snuggling on the couch with my wife when the kid's in bed, you know, that makes me happy. Or, you know, just experiencing, you know, we actually got to go out for the first time in a while last night, and it made me smile just because it was something small, something normal, I guess, you know. So, big things are nice. I could go on a cruise and be happy, and I could smile, but I really enjoy the little things in life.
What types of things make you happy?
I'm a very big family guy. I enjoy spending time with the wife. The older son, I'm not much of a baby person, but the younger son will get there. I really enjoy seeing my son develop from pretty much a blob of flesh who couldn't do anything to walking, talking, asking questions, seeing him play with Legos. We played with those last night, and that was a lot of fun. You know, just doing things, the small things that I really enjoy that make me happy.
What types of things make you sad?
A lot of it's personal. I don't like failure. You know, I haven't been able to find a professional job after graduating with a master's degree, so that kind of makes me sad for what it can't do for my family. You know, I have to have things that take me away from them, so I miss out a little bit on that, so that makes me sad. You know, strife, I don't like it when there's arguments. That kind of makes me sad, too.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
When I was a kid, I grew up in a somewhat poor household. I mean, we weren't poverty or anything like that, but we certainly didn't have a lot of money. It was in a rural setting. I had a single mom for several years, luckily. I had a stepdad came in, and he's basically my dad. The only time I ever refer to him as a stepdad is to clarify that, you know, he wasn't my biological father, but I had a sister. We used to show dogs, and that's a big part of who I was growing up as well. So, you know, that's probably why I'm not very big into materialistic things, is I come from a background that places a lot of emphasis on experience.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
One of the things that I'm always told is my work ethic. I don't like sitting around when a job's not done. I've been promoted a good portion of the stops that I've been at, so I'm not saying that other people don't get promoted, but it's a characteristic that follows me wherever I go. I also like helping people. A lot of people say that you know, that I'll give an extra hand if a friend needs to help move, or, you know, my line of duty. You know, people ask for directions all the time, so that helps me feel good about myself that I'm able to help other people. How did I develop it? It was just who I am. You know, I came, like I said, from a humble background, so it was just something that was instilled in me when I was young.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Kind of the things that I look for, I like people to be kind. I don't like people who have, you know, kind of a heavy-handed way to go. I also like smart people, intelligence. You know, not saying this stupid people make me crazy kind of thing, but, you know, I like to at least have somebody who knows what's going on.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The thing that I pride myself in is my intelligence and compassion. So those are the two things that I really like. You know, you can come to me with just about anything. I'm not a judgmental person. The other thing that I wish I could control is sometimes I get a little bit riled up, especially, you know, like, you know, I have a 2-month-old who doesn't let me sleep very well, so my temper can sometimes rise up, so I wish I could control that a little, or not control it, but I wish it didn't happen as much.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I really hope I pass along the work ethic. I really think somebody who can go in and be depended on is a valuable commodity nowadays. The other big thing is I think I get where I am because of critical thinking. I really hope that any future children have the ability to think for themselves on their own without needing assistance to get it done.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Really any activity. It's not, you know, I would like to do this. So, for example, you know, yesterday I spent time playing with Legos with my 2-year-old son. You know, that was a fun activity. Sometimes we watch movies. Sometimes we'll take a walk around the city or we'll go to the park. You know, it's not necessarily what we do, but it's just spending time together that I enjoy.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
On my 16th birthday, you know, you hear all about, you know, sometimes people get a car for their 16th. For me, it was a beagle. I come from a family that's shown dogs, and beagle was the dog that I wanted the most, but my family was into a different type of hound. And so I remember we were at the football practice field. My mom surprised me. I didn't know she was doing this. We were in the weight room, and all of a sudden there's a birthday cake in the shape of the football stadium. And so I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty neat. And so afterwards, we went to the car and opened it up, and there was my first beagle. And I always remember that, of all the presents I've got, just because that was the first. And, you know, dogs are not like anything else. They're loyalty to it, and I really will never forget that.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
This one was a little tough question for me, because the best thing I could do was I just enjoyed being a kid, whether that was romping on the playground or throwing the football with my friends, riding bikes around the neighborhood. I just enjoyed getting out. I'm kind of an outdoor guy, and I'm kind of an active guy, too, and you know, just typical kid activities I look back on now with a lot of enjoyment.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
This was another tough question. I like to read, and so to define a favorite, it's kind of tough. Ultimately, I settled on Harry Potter. I went with a book I've probably read more than in any other here lately, simply because I really like the character development. I like the plot. It's kind of a dose of realism. So many times, you know, the hero always wins. You know they're going to win, and you root for them to win, but in the end, it's not a surprise, and Harry Potter wasn't quite like that. So I kind of enjoy books that throw you for a loop, you know, whether that be action. I'm not as big a fan of action. Sci-fi I like. Certainly like kind of documentary books that are based in real life or around fact. And as far as literary characters, I was thinking about this. You know, a lot of people enjoy the main characters as their favorites, so in this case Harry Potter. But one of the things that I really like, I really like the sidekicks, the side characters. So for Harry Potter, I really like Hermione, simply because the main characters wouldn't be where they are without some sort of help from the side character. So those are the kinds of ones I like, the ones who are really more like real people. They're not out there getting all the headlines, but they're the ones that make society work.
What is your favorite word and why?
I picked two, plethora and myriad. I use those a lot simply because I like the way that they describe a variety, and they're kind of fun words to say. I mean, you can't say plethora without cracking a smile.
What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
That was Lord of the Rings. Kind of introduced my 2-year-old son to it. Maybe a mistake because he's trying to imitate the battle scenes at school, and it doesn't work out too well for us when we have to sign the slip that he accidentally hurt somebody. But so I read that one. The favorite character in that, you know, going back to the sidekick thing, I really like Samwise. You know, Frodo's the one who ended up getting everything, but it was Samwise who kind of made it happen. And even in the movie, they developed it a little bit more. But, you know, he was an indispensable part of that journey. Ultimately, yes, Frodo carried the burden, but it would not have been a success had Samwise not accompanied him along the way.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
2 days ago, we rented Brave for my kid. It's not that I didn't like it, it's just I really feel like movies nowadays are becoming stereotypical. I almost feel like I could write, not dialogue, but certainly the plot and how it's going to develop. So I enjoyed it if I try to take it for what it's worth, but if I try to go too deeper in it, it loses all interest for me.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Do I like to watch? There's baseball, basketball, and dog shows. Maybe the last one's a little bit less interesting for some people, but my background, and I really enjoy seeing the dogs do their thing and the handlers making it work.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I really enjoy playing sports and being active with the friends over the summer. I enjoy throwing the baseball around. If it's cold enough, I like throwing the football. And I'm really lucky that we live downtown and they just developed a park across the street, so that makes it easier to go out and do that kind of thing. I also like video games. I play those quite a bit just because it's a great way to express yourself if you have the right game.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Yeah, I'm quite creative. One of the things I did to woo my wife was I'm a writer. You know, I like to express things in the written word when it tempts me, whenever I get the right motivation. Also, you know, other things. Legos is a good example, playing with his son, something I did when I was a kid. I really enjoyed it, and it's fun to see him pick that up. And one of the games, the video games that I'm into right now is Minecraft, and that's basically a building game. So I'm constructing a city, and it's really fun to put my ideas out and see how they work when I place everything.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
This one always makes me laugh. Yes, maybe not so much as looks, but as mannerisms. Have been compared to Tom Green, who used to be an old MTV kind of comedian guy, very off the wall kind of humor, which is on par with what I do. I don't go for quality, I go for quantity. You know, if you're laughing or smiling, I'm happy with it, and that's kind of his philosophy. And so all my friends said, yeah, you're just like Tom Green.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I picked my master's degree. I was working full-time, graduated in 2 years, which was really tough. I didn't do that in undergraduate school, and I didn't have any sort of the responsibilities that I did now. And then my wife became pregnant with our first son about halfway through, and so the last full semester and then the summer semester, I was working full-time, going to school full-time, and becoming a full-time dad. So it was a real challenge, and I ended up graduating with a 4.0, so I still take pride in that one to this day.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
That would be Benjamin Franklin. It's funny, with the physical I had last week, his name came up just because he's a fascinating guy. Even back in that time, he was a world traveler when that meant, you know, months at sea going across the ocean. And, you know, he was in France and England, and he was a big part of the American Revolution and founding of the country. And I just can imagine that guy's got... He's either one of two things. He's got a lot to talk about and say, or he's a man of few words and everything means something. And either way, that appeals to me.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I kind of struggle with this question because there's so many first experiences. I mean, it's almost countless. You know, from the first time that you take a breath, obviously that has a huge impact on you because nothing else would follow if that didn't happen. On down to, you know, the first time you go to school or whatever. But what I chose was going to New York. You know, I traveled for the dog shows, but they were mostly regional. And in the area where we live, almost everything looks the same. But we traveled all the way to New York for our honeymoon. It was like stepping off into a whole new world. And I really, you know, hear the saying, those who don't travel only read one page of the world's book. But this was for the first time I could turn that page, and I can still vividly remember the sights and the smells and everything of just stepping out onto the off the airplane and out into the airport and onto the, you know, the subway cars. It's just still a vivid experience.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
The big thing for me was moving away from home. I mean, I've always been kind of an independent spirit, but when I was at home, I went to a community college, and you know, I could have stayed there and maybe found something there, but nothing appealed to me, and so I moved 300 miles away to finish school, and all that's led to where I am now. I wouldn't have met my wife and my son, you know, had the experiences that I had, so I know I did the right thing there.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I think this was a harder question too, because you know those are pretty deep thoughts. So I went with the piece of music, John Lennon's Imagine, simply because when I was a kid, I could still remember the first time I heard that, and that made me think. And you know, well, I wasn't even a teenager yet, so something that can make you think about the world in a different way obviously had a profound impact. And you know, I can still hear that song, and it makes me think of what could be, what you know, what would the world be if it was a little bit more like that, a little bit more understanding or whatnot.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
I don't really have an answer for this one. I struggled to think, and I don't know if it was because I couldn't think of anything, or if it was because I tried to open everything with or approach everything with an open mind. So there was nothing that I always say, oh, wow, this, you know, maybe a conversation with the wife and I saw a point of view or something, but that's nothing ground shattering. So I'm sorry I don't have a better answer, but that's the best that I could do.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
This is another funny question, because I'm not one to be materialistic or anything like that. Really what I would like to be doing is having a professional job in line right now, so I could be doing that and earning the keep for the family that I really would like to and be able to afford for them.
Where would you like to be the most?
That's an easy one for me. New York, just because I'm a city guy, and that's, as far as American cities go, certainly is the apex of what a city is, and I'm very fortunate that my wife thinks the same way, so hopefully one day we'll end up in that way, in that area.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
That one's also an easy one. My wife, we're kind of struggling a little bit right now because of the kid, and you know, he takes so much of her time. You know, we can't do the things that we did before he was born, and so I kind of miss my wife, and I would really like to, really looking forward to whenever he goes back to the crib in the next room, and we can spend time together once again as man and wife.
What is your approach to life?
Honestly, I take everything one day at a time. I find it easier. I try to focus on the positives as we go. You know, the job search has been rough, for example, but there are positives that have come out of it. It's made me a better person, and that's how I try to approach everything, even if it's big like the job search, or if it's small, and you know, day-to-day activity.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
This is actually one of the tougher times I'm going through, simply because you know, I graduated over 2 years ago with the master's, and I'm still searching. I don't know that I've overcome these difficulties because it's still not working, but my perspective sure has changed. When I graduated, I had a 4.0, and I thought, well, that's all I got to do is tell people I had a 4.0. I'll get a job. You know, I didn't put forth maybe the effort that I should have. You know, my resume was terrible. My knowledge of the process was terrible, and so it was a struggle. I'm certainly a lot more humble now. I don't think that I'm everything that I thought I was then, so things are improving. I've gotten a lot of interviews lately, and so I'm focusing on the positives that sooner or later the next interview will be the right one.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Graduation, all the challenges that I had to go through of working full-time and being a full-time parent, full-time student, and not only that, being a first-time parent, or a full-time parent, but being a first-time parent, which always adds challenges. It's always harder the first time through.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
The one that me and my friends played with the most was Axis and Allies. We enjoyed the strategy games. We enjoyed games that made us think. You know, it's not like rolling a dice and then seeing where it goes. It's try to figure out where you're going to position everything to get the best outcome. And I was really fortunate to be surrounded with a group of kids who were very similar in thinking and trying to express the strategic aspect of gameplay.
Who is your favorite actor?
I'll go Samuel L. Jackson, simply because he does absolutely everything. If you need him to be serious, he can do it. If you need him to be comical, he can do it. I think even Family Guy parody him, doing other things that I don't think he would even do. But he's just such an amazing guy that no matter what you present to him, he's able to pull it off, and you think that was a specialty.
What is your favorite dinner?
I'm going to give two answers. When I was a kid, this is certainly, it was hamburgers, and I still enjoy those to this day, but I think more and more I'm leaning more towards chicken fried steak because it just has that down-home feel. You just can't help but feel good when you have chicken fried steak with green beans and mashed potatoes.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
See, I think this is a matter of perspective. I've done a lot of crazy things, but to label one of them, I can't even tell you. Certainly when I was a kid, I did a lot of dumb stuff. I remember driving backwards down my residential street in the country, honking my horn, and my dad actually looked out the window when we got home that night. He commented on that, and he said nothing more. You know, it's just hard for me to say. I've probably done more. Luckily, nothing that's been harmful or destructive or anything like that.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Turn the alarm off and eat cereal.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Right now would be go to a professional job tomorrow.
Why did you choose city planning as your career?
I love how cities just shape who we are as people. I remember the very first time I became interested in the topic. I didn't know I was interested in it. I was 8 years old, and I went to my aunt's house and played Sim City and stayed up all night long playing it, longest I'd ever stayed up to that point. I looked down, and it was time for my parents to pick me up in the morning, and I wondered where the time went. You know, I really enjoy shaping things and seeing how they interact. So pursued that into city planning. My emphasis is in transportation, so I really enjoy seeing how the transportation system not only affects the city, but how we live as within that city.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
In planning, there's a lot of collaboration, so you have to get all sorts of people together. I really enjoy the interaction. You know, you don't want to, for example, build a rail line down the middle of somebody's neighborhood, and the first time they hear about it is when the bulldozer comes. Obviously, that's going to be near impossible in today's day and age. But, you know, getting those people on board, finding a solution that works for them, that works for the transportation agency, that works for the construction company, that works for the business interests. You know, a lot of these are competing, and sometimes they're even conflicting. But, you know, you can come to a solution if you can get everybody down at the table and get the situation solved.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose this career?
Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an NFL player, so I'll go with that. Simply because I enjoyed the sport, I enjoyed the playing, wanted the money to help the family out. You know, when you're a kid, you know, you kind of glorify things. I used to work in the radio industry, and when you get behind the scenes, it's not so much glorified. But as an 8-year-old, it's like, oh, wow, look at those guys. Those are my heroes, and I wanted to be that hero for the next kid.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Preferably, I would be working as a transportation planner for New York City subway system. That's the apex of where I'd want to be. It's the most going on, the most impact on an everyday life. You know, my family's pretty set where we are now. I have a wife and two sons, and I think we're going to keep it stable that way. So I'd like to see the sons grow up into quality young men. And then I really would like to travel. And the thing is I don't care where. I just want to travel. I enjoy seeing different things, you know, travel to Europe and seeing the old cities and maybe travel to the rainforest and get an experience of what it's like to see nature firsthand. As weird as it may sound, I wouldn't mind going to Antarctica just to see the snow line. You know, I just want to experience and see everything that I can.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
This is almost a two-word answer, no kids. It's very hard to have some intimacy when they're there, but otherwise, what a romantic evening, spending time, like I said, I'm not very big on doing specific things. I'm big on the experiences, so that could simply be a dinner and a movie, and right now that would actually be really romantic just because it means, you know, like I said, no kids. Back in the day, it was doing things that are, you know, specifically geared for a person. So, you know, dinner and movie, everybody does that, but, you know, my wife used to work for a symphony, and so she's really into the music scene. So, you know, doing something that would tailor to that would be something that she would be interested in. So, you know, something that's kind of personal to my wife and myself would be very romantic for us right now, especially.
What do you love most about your wife?
Devotion. She's really devoted, not just to me, but to whatever it is she's doing. So, you know, our two sons, our family, our relationship. I really love and admire that about her. She's also a very intelligent person. It's not something that she, you know, blindly follows me in everything that I do. You know, she's critical thinking for herself, and I really enjoy that because we're not always going to come to the same conclusions. And I love most about how she cares for the kids, the family. You know, she's a very devoted family person, and that makes me love her just a bit more.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
just be there for her with the kids. You know, she, we're going the breastfeeding route, and there's not a whole lot that I can do. So right now the nicest thing that I can do for her is, you know, if she needs water filled, go do that. Or if she needs me to go grab a pillow because she's got the kid, that would mean a lot to her.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, this is kind of a complex answer. When we found out that we were having a second kid, it was nothing that we planned. And since I don't have a professional job yet, we needed something to make funds work. So we were looking through. Well, my wife made the suggestion to donate sperm because she's really interested in helping infertile couples. She's does that on the internet. She's on the message board with moms. And so she comes across just how much infertility can make a family kind of suffer, if you will. So she, you know, that appealed to her. You know, I'm not going to say that doesn't appeal to me either, and I enjoy that aspect of it too, but helping my family make ends meet is the one that appeals to me the most. So in some ways, me and my wife are running the gamut of the spectrum there.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
The only thing I could say is just be content with whatever you decide to do. You know, in the end, it's your life. Do what makes you happy and just move on from there.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4064.